Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
I'm mad.
Yeah, I'm really mad. And I'll try and express the depths to which I am upset about this situation.
Yeah.
Because this is one of many, 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 many different scandals that have come out in professional sports. If you think there's, I mean, Brett Favre.
Yep, I was gonna say the Packers aren't. Packers.
Brett Favre showed his stuff to people, and the people involved had to go to lots of therapy and lots of traumatic situations and lawsuits back and forth. Lest you think it was just an innocent him being drunk and on too many pain pills, poor guy, blah blah blah. No. Yeah. That was wrong, and anybody listening or respecting Brett Favre at this point as a human being, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers may be a diva, but at least he's not doing that.
I don't even think he's a diva as much as
people. My point is that that's the criticism.
Yes, and we're going to see more. I mean, John Gruden. We're going to see more out of this Washington football team report if it ever comes to
light. At least the one thing I'll give the Blackhawks credit for, Rocky Wirtz, the owner of the team.
Mm-hmm.
One, he got my credit because the Blackhawks used to be a blackout. If they didn't sell out the team, if you were in Chicago and they did not sell out, you could not watch the game on TV.
Seriously?
Yeah. So it was a long time thing and drove a lot of Blackhawks fans away. As soon like the town had a party when the patriarch Wirtz died.
Gotcha.
And Rocky Wirtz has done a really good job of that's why that spurred the whole rebirth of the franchise.
Yeah.
Rocky Wirtz taking over. And Rocky Wirtz, to his credit, let this investigation go where it may, let it be independent, and left the entire thing unredacted. Which unfortunately kind of docks the John Doe, even though they refer to him as John Doe. They kind of figured out, you can kind of figure out who it is
if you knew enough.
Point is, the players in the Blackhawks organization also are culpable, because after this was happening, this is 4 years later, he was chased around the ice by a former member of the Blackhawks while being called the F word. And if he liked it or not. This kid was sexually assaulted, and the players in practice as well were making fun of him.
Yeah, so
they were mocking him for this type of thing.
Not only were the leadership team, the general managers, the vice presidents, all of the operational leaders knew about it and were lying about it in the news, but then you also had the players knowing and giving the guy crap for it.
I knew these players at the time personally. I was a bouncer at one of the clubs downtown, the one that they all went to all the time, the one that they, you know, hey guys, go by when they drop, they stop off, and you know, I wouldn't say they'd know me by name or by face or anything like that, but I handled them a lot.
Yeah.
I was assigned to their area and made sure that I've had to pull people off of, you know, fights.
I was
going to
say, you shared stories about pulling players off of fights.
I pulled a Super Bowl ring holding player off of a fight and saying, why are you here now?
Yeah.
You know, and I've interacted with these people and I got to know them. Some of them are douches. Some of them are really nice people. And now I have to look at them. Not that this is a personal assault on me or anything like that, but now you look at this and you go, wow.
Yeah.
And then you also think about a lot of things around that organization. There's been a couple suicides that have happened in that organization. I don't know if it's because of the toxic environment within the organization or because of this direct thing as well. But the one thing that you can put together is last year, Jonathan Toews was out with some sort of chronic inflammatory syndrome that really doesn't have anything specified in it, but he just wasn't good enough to play. Now, someone went through and figured out and looked at what the physical manifestation of guilt is, like deep racking guilt, and it's directly the same thing. So there's a lot of, and what really, 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 more than anything else, and why it really pisses me off more than anything, is because of the abuse of power. Because the organization was more important than the individual or the law involved. The victim was railroaded for the success of the organization. This has happened over and over again, and it goes to the direct reason why people love this country. The whole thing, look, you can talk about wealthy landowning men all you want, but their from their point of view, founding fathers wrote the Constitution based on the principle that you wanted to make sure that nobody is above the law. You wanted to make sure that monarchy to the landed gentry, which is pretty much the gamut there, but that's they wanted them treated equal under the law. Because look at the Constitution. Everything is checks and balances because they believed that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this happens on the corporate level over and over again. This happens in sports over and over again. Look at Peyton Manning. Look up Peyton Manning's scandal. He's buried a doctor twice over for his own legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning isn't even a golden boy either. Besides that, he screwed me out of $10,000 in a national commercial because he wanted to get Jeff Saturday in his commercial. But let's move on from there. It's the sexual assault that he buried because of his legacy.
Yeah.
Police reports disappear out of nowhere.
Police reports to the record, like they'll put the media releases out of, we had an instance here in Madison. First time you had an individual shot in the line of, or an officer shot in the line of duty, and lo and behold, that report came out because we have checks and balances. There was an independent investigation. The Department of Justice here in Wisconsin announced, oh wait, it was an officer that shot the other officer. So things like that in the past, before these checks and balances were put into place, would be buried. We would be led to believe that things, that's why when you did tell me, and I was reading this story and I'm catching up because I'm not the huge hockey fan. I'll watch a game. But the fact that it was unredacted was, that is like you said, it is the silver lining, I think, out of all of this. But it is insane to think that this is 10 years beyond the report when it all happened. And they did it for trophies.
For the freaking Stanley Cup. So that you wouldn't disturb the team balance. So you wouldn't disturb the team. How about not running around and calling your teenage, you know, prospect the F word? How about that for team chemistry?
Yeah.
My God. And this goes to the shield. It's the NFL will do anything to protect the shield. You know, Ray Rice, would we have done anything if we had not seen that video?
Right.
It's because it's out there that anything happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we have a light shining on the dark things that people do. And this should be done for the people. They made the movie The Big Short, and people still are like, yeah, those people should be held in to account. But those people are just fine.
One mid-level banker went to jail for that.
They completely screwed over the entire United States
global economy.
The global economy was screwed because of these a-holes. And where's the accountability? One guy's in jail. The rest of them get to make a whole bunch of money.
And they're doing it again. Ooh, that might be a good subject for a future show.
But this is the reason why we don't have high-speed rail. This is the reason why we don't have anything good, is because the people in power care more about being in power and winning than they do actually doing anything of merit for anybody else. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Dueling Tangents. Thank you so much, guys.
The Devils are up next. Stay tuned. We'll be back same time tomorrow. Da-dee-da-da, da-dee-da-da, da-dee-da-da.